right.
Mm-hmm.
They caused all of our trouble that we ever had.
I tell you what, I have been tempted myself just to come over there some weekend and put up with y'all. It seemed like you had so much more to eat.
Well, come on. Come on.
And it's so much better than what we had over here.
Come on.
I tell you, that's why these people came, Miss Mary, because you had such a good thing.
No, it wasn't that. But they wanted to get somewhere where they wouldn't
have
any
help. You didn't have any help?
Not a bit. Only me and Marvin.
Well, Annie and what's the other name? Daisy.
Oh,
like
Daisy and Annie was gone. They too old, was too old to do things like that. That was not long before Mr. Guthrie left here.
Did they ever help you when
not
they were younger?
Bit. Not a bit. No, I never did have no help.
And gone fishing. You go fishing and let somebody else do the work. Do you fish?
Yes, I do. I fish quite a bit.
That's a good thing.
You know, it looks like it's really going to get bad.
Oh, it's just so much fun I have to get out. I mean, if you get out, you know you can't do anything much.
Mary, let me tell you. You know, I just love to hear you talk. You know so much of this, many of these things. Now, she talked about old man Jackson, but I can't remember him. Did he live long after you come over there?
Well, now, what Jackson was that?
Well, old man Jackson. I thought he was the man who owned the place down there.
He was, but now he's no kin to these other Jacksons.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. No, not
Ken. Oh, yeah, he lived quite a while.
Well, now, you married in 1925.
That's right.
And was he an old man then? Or
yes, he was
prime?
Old man. He was old.
He's old, and Mr. Guthrie was young.
Mm-hmm. See, he was Mr. Guthrie's nephew.
Oh.
Mr. Guthrie was Mr. Jackson's nephew.
Oh.
By marriage. Mr. Bill Jackson married Mr. Guthrie's aunt.
Well, now, did he have a big family?
One boy.
And he's the one who left and got done well.
That's right. He died in Georgia. And he lived all around. He lived at the Arlander, and he lived in Pennsylvania, and just anywhere where they sent him, you know.
Yeah. Now, it was after he died that they let that place go to these other people.
Oh, it hadn't been very long. These other people hadn't had it very long.
Yeah. And that's a pretty nice place over there.
It would be, yes.
Old man Jackson, he just farmed.
Just farmed, and he had some cattle, and he had some hogs.
Yeah. And he and Mr. Guthrie worked together.
They didn't get along too good.
Yeah.
Because Mr. Guthrie wouldn't let him run over him.
Well, somehow I got the idea that they were pretty close.
Well,
you know what
we took care of him all the time he was sick.
Oh.
He had a serious operation and he come to my house and I took care of him until he got able to go home and kind of look out for himself, and then I looked out for him and Andrew got it into his head to go up there and stay with him up in Louisiana, and there's where he died.
He didn't die out here.
No.
Now, what is that little old house that's left over there? Looks like a barn or a crib.
Well, now that used to be the dwelling house.
Oh, did it?
But that's just, that is the, what they call a front room.
Yeah.
And it had a back porch. And a room there and a room there. And then a kitchen and a dining room. You know how the old houses used to be built.
Yeah.
And it had a back room for a bedroom. And it had a huge front porch and used to be the most beautiful orange trees you've ever seen.
Oh.
Growing around that, and the limbs were just built, just hanging with the great big old nice oranges over the porch.
Mm-hmm.
But when Aunt Susie died, that, of course I wasn't here then when she died, they said it began to go back, began to go back.
You know, them orange trees, they got to be taken care of, haven't
they? They sure have.
Or else they don't keep looking pretty.
They sure have. They got to be
they
taken
get to
care
looking
of.
Straggly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, on down past there, where Mr. Garrett, who lived down there?
Mr. Garrett?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I come here to this country, there was a fellow by the name of White. You know, he tried to sell me and Mr. Gus at that place for $2,000.
Look at that. Do you remember a farmer named Clark who lived
there? I sure did. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
They come from Georgia, Blackshear, Georgia, down here.
Oh. Whereabouts did they live?
I don't know. You know, I think of them people a lot of times and wonder about them. And there were several people, families that lived there.
Oh.
And,
one after another.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was once called the old White Place, wasn't it?
It was. It belonged to the Richardsons, so I understand.
Yeah.
They sold it to a fellow by the name of White. And then somehow or another, the Richardsons got it back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't they own it when Mr. Geiger bought it?
I don't know.
I think they did.
Now, well, what were the Clarks like? Were they farmers?
They was, I think, 14 head of children. And every one of them was grown, now believe it or not. But when they set the table and they had a bowl of ham, they had two bowls. One at this end, one at this end. Same way with the bread stuff. And they was the most happiest bunch of people. They worked hard, and as far as I know, they were good people.
The Clarks.
Mm-hmm. And they just wandered away, you know. They come in here and they left.
Oh.
And they had one grown girl. Of course, they had several girls, but one grown girl. And she was so nice, or I thought she was. She's just as sweet as she could be.
She about your age?
No, I think I'm a little bit older than she was.
Yeah.
Because she wasn't married. And they left here, and I don't know what ever did become of them.
Somebody said that they were good farmers. They raised all these vegetable crops, squash and one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had a lot of dogs. And they farmed all day and hunted at night. That's what somebody... I think it's somebody, you know, they say that about a lot.
Well, they seem to be good livers, but they weren't well-to-do people. They was more in, you know, in our category them days.
Yeah.
But as far as I know about them people, they was just all right.
And they all had to work.
They all worked.
Yeah.
And this girl, do you know Mac Weaver?
I know Mac very well. I see him over at Buster's.
Well, he was naturally a good-looking man.
Oh,
you know, I can imagine that.
And I've told a lot of people about that. I told Marvin numbers of times. But he won't hear to it. And you know what? I don't know. This girl was so nice and sweet. And I always thought Mr. Weaver had such nice ways about him, you know.
Yeah.
He was a barber at Mickey Nook. And I wanted them to court so bad I didn't know what to do. But I don't know.
Yeah.
I think they did just a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
But she worked in Dr. Daly's drugstore.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah.
So
she was nice looking, nice girl.
Yeah. So she worked in town there and brought in a little money.
Mm-hmm. She worked in Dr. Daly's drugstore.
and Mac Weaver was a pretty handsome fellow.
He was.
I can imagine.
I just wished that I had a picture of him so I could show it to some of these young people.
Yeah.
They don't believe it, but he was an absolutely a handsome man.
Yeah, and he was a barber.
That's right, he was a barber.
And talked well.
Yes, sir. And he dressed. He dressed just as neat as a pin.
Well, now, how far back do those dogs go?
Him and his dogs? Oh, I don't know.
He have dogs way back then?
I think so, but he didn't hunt then. He used to go around and buy furs. Mr. Guthrie trapped in the wintertime and a lot of other people, and furs was pretty good price. And he was a fur man.
Oh.
He was a fur man.
What did
Mr. Gus
trap for?
What did he trap for?
Uh-huh.
Otters and just anything he could catch. Possums and polecats and coons.
All those things.
And he made good money at it, too.
Yeah.
Otters.
Yes, sir. Then you could get from $35 or $40 for a one otter hide.
He couldn't make a living at that.
Oh, no, but he made good money in the wintertime. No, he had his cows.
Just on the side.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Guthrie had his cattle, and he farmed. Long then, we raised most everything we ate. Everything we ate, we didn't go to town and buy it. We had our meat, sausage, lard, and potatoes and syrup.
Well, now you all didn't do all that work.
Yeah, we did too. And raise corn. We had plenty of corn to do us for the chickens and for the horses. Of course, long them days we didn't feed cows like we do now. We had a good pasture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We didn't have to feed cows. That was something that never was heard of. People feeding their cows.
Land was cheaper than hay.
That's right.
Even in the wintertime.
That's right.
Even in the wintertime, Mr. Guthrie used to get out and butcher. I can remember I was telling Marvin about it. I said, you know, we used to butcher all during the winter. He said, yeah, we sure did. But said, we didn't have no such weather as we got now, and we didn't have these darned highways to bother us, and no fences. The cows just had... They went anywhere they wanted to, and they had good pasture. But now you got to keep them under a piece of barbed wire fence, and they were out there in the woods. They didn't bother nobody.
Yeah, but you don't eat like you did then. You do pretty well, because I've been over there. But you don't eat like you did then.
No, I should say not.
You didn't know what you was coming to, did you?
You sure
didn't.
And you know, I look for it to get to where we can't go to town and buy anything. It's coming to that, and I'm sorry to even think about it, and I hope it don't happen, but it is. It's going to come to where you gonna have money, but there ain't going to be nothing for you to buy.
Yeah.
It's coming.
know, I hadn't seen you all since that funeral over there. Wasn't that a sad funeral?
That was the saddest thing. You know, that little old boy.
There was his big brother that was driving the car.
And if it had been his big brother's first accident, it wouldn't have looked so bad. But there were no reason why in the world for him to have that accident. He knew that tire was bad on that car.
Yeah.
He told his mother that he had to buy a tire before he got back.
Yeah.
And driving 70 and 75 miles an hour and had slowed down.
Yeah.
And they had just stopped to eat, and the little old fella had ate dinner and lay down in the back seat and was sound asleep. Marietta told me not long ago, she said that the undertaker told her that every bone in his body was broke. And I wouldn't be surprised.
I didn't know hardly anybody there. I saw Mrs. Listen and maybe one or two others. But most of them, you see, that's over there. I never been over in there. I didn't expect it going to be so crowded. Oh, it was crowded. You couldn't hardly sit down. You couldn't. And many people outside than was in.
That's what I started to say. Did you realize that?
Mm-hmm.
You all weren't outside, were you?
No. No, we weren't outside. Yeah. We were inside.
Yeah. And I thought I might, you know, just speak to some of them who they were, but I didn't have a chance. And then they got right up to see them.
Well, it was just that way when Mr. Guthrie had his funeral. They said that not near all the people could get in the church house and get a seat.
Yeah. What church did he have his funeral?
Right there at Winster. We had his funeral there and buried him at Oak Ridge.
Yeah. You know what? I was in town all day yesterday. That's awesome. And when I got back last night, it had rained an inch and a quarter.
Isn't that right?
And I believe it rained more than that in town.
You know, this little old boy, funny things will happen. But he wrote, you know that little bulk night girl that lives there where you turn off of the highway to go into Mr. Dogg's? Well, he wrote her a letter and sent her his picture. And he told, it was so sweet, and he told her, he said, Tina, he said, I love you so much. And he says, when we are out in company with young people, he says, I get so jealous. And he told her, he said, I'm going away. He was talking about his trip, you know. And he says, I don't think I'll come back. But he says, I'm going to write to you. And she got his letter after he was
killed.
Now, you know, I told Louise, I says, I'd frame that letter and keep it.
Yeah.
There's no telling how much they thought of one another. Just two little old kids.
Yeah. Well, I remember Dodd said,
mm-hmm. Right down the road.
Towards the creek.
Towards the creek. Just inside across the creek.
And who is his daddy?
Dorsey. Marvin's brother.
Is he older than Marvin?
I don't know. I believe Marvin's a little older than Dorsey.
Yeah.
Well, they were some of the loveliest looking people I've ever seen.
Yes.
Really, the whole church, they just...
Lovely.
So lovely. And looked like they came from everywhere.
I don't know why. I never have. I've been over that way. It's even in there in Hawthorne. But I don't know how to anybody over there. Now that's your territory, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What road you talking about?
You know, that Cross Creek road.
Mm-hmm. Well, which way are you going, towards Cross Creek?
No, it goes Hawthorne.
Yeah, it goes to Pfeiffer.
Is that where it comes out?
Just below, just the other side of Pfeiffer, comes into the Hawthorne Road.
I see. Yeah. Now, when I go, I generally go up here to, make an opening. I don't know why would I go that way? It's a little farther, maybe, I don't know.
To go to Hawthorne?
Yeah. No, and then go on up.
Well, why don't you go by the house and strike the highway and go on out there?
Yeah. Well, now you see, I just never got around over there.
Mm-hmm. You go right by our house and turn to your left down there?
Yeah.
And carry you right on out and...
Yeah.
Get to the Hawthorne, and when you get to the highway that goes to Hawthorne, you almost do Hawthorne.
Are your chickens growing off?
Them things are done grown.
Indeed.
I kill the roosters.
Yeah.
I can't hardly tell the pullets from the hens.
They're beautiful. I saw them in the pen this morning. And you fixed a new pen, haven't you?
I think we're going to soon start to lay in. Maybe we will.
Oh. Well, one time I was over there, you all had just made a new chicken yard.
We just put up a thing till we could keep us closed up till we could get us one made. We're going to build us a chicken yard.
You haven't got it done yet?
No, sir. We just put up that old wire and keep them. They scratch up my flowers and everything that I plant, they tear it up. And we had some, my tomatoes out there.
Yeah.
Well, they would eat every one of them up.
They were beautiful looking plants. Why, that's terrible.
Well, they beat you to them.
No, they didn't. I had them closed up. But they didn't do anything. The dry weather got them.
That little, something had got a bunch of your chickens.
Yeah, I think it was old Fossil.
Awesome.
He got two of them.
So you had to go ahead and keep them up in at night. Yeah.
But you're gonna have more chickens.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I think that's nice. I wish I could. Wish I had nerve enough to have some chickens.
Well, how come you can't?
Oh, I don't know. It's lazy, I guess.
But,
you got a nice place for chickens.
Yes, they could just roam around here.
Have the best kind of chickens.
But I'd feed them a thing, would I? In the summertime. You have to feed them in the winter?
I feed mine all during the year.
Oh, do you?
Because you keep them up.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I did before I closed them up. I fed them once today.
Even when they was running.
That's right.
Around.
Sure did.
They ever get sick?
Not very often.
Chickens, little chickens, used to get
Oh, yeah. They sure did. Well, don't you have to go to work?
Yeah.
I'd just love to fix you a sandwich.
No.
I would. Shoot him. I would just love to.
No, I'm going to run on back to the house.
You know what I took her away from? She had just started making a cake.
Is that right?
What kind of cake you going to make?
Just a plain pound cake.
You don't make any plain pound cakes out of it.
I don't know anything better than that.
There's nothing better.
You know, I don't put no 10 and 12 eggs in my pound cake. I don't use but 2 eggs.
That's more like it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it wouldn't be a pound cake if I should put a pound.
Yes, it will. I put a pound of flour.
But I noticed you weren't using any mix.
No, I mix my own. I'd rather mix my own. Did y'all get a hold of any pears this year?
Oh, we had pears. Look at that. You got pears on the table every day.
My tree didn't bear this year, for some cause or another.
Oh gosh, I wish we'd known it. We didn't have too many on our little tree, but we had a friend who had some.
Well, did you get any?
No, I haven't. I haven't got any yet.
Well, that's the best thing we have also. We got that fig tree, you know. That's the best one right there. But the figs, they don't compare.
What'd you do? Make your preserves?
Well, you know what we like? We like them just stewed. Now that's, you know, I just cook them with a little sugar.
Yeah.
And I don't preserve them. I just
send Marvin a sample.
Yeah, well.
I've got pears plenty of pears that I canned last year.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah,
well, but these are just stewed.
Well, you don't have any of these.
Well, you know, I stew them like this, and you know what I do? I take them and pour them in a little bake pan.
Yeah.
And I put about a fourth of a teaspoonful of salt in that.
Salt.
And just a little bit of nutmeg. And I didn't get me some Crisco. And take me a fork and just cut it all to pieces and mix me flour up with my Crisco, you know. And it'll be lumpy.
Yeah.
And just about the size of a pea. And I take that dough and I sprinkle it all over that. And then I get me some butter and I put it over that. And then I get me some light brown sugar and I sprinkle it over that and put it in the stove and I bake it. And I'm telling you, that's the best thing that you can eat sweet.
Yeah.
That is something delicious. It surely is.
A little salt.
Yes, ma'am. I put a little salt, a little nutmeg.
And then the crust.
That's right.
It ought to be good with all that you put on it.
Well, it is. That's something delicious.
Did you pick up all those recipes?
Out of different magazines. You can cook apples that way.
Mm-hmm.
But you cook your apples or pears first.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, it is a great relief to be rid of that old trailer you had over there.
Sure.
You know, I was sort of in hopes you'd just keep that for your company.
I ain't gonna have no company. Them people don't come back.
You think they'd draw the wrong kind if you kept it?
Well, I don't know about that.
You don't need it. You got a big house.
I don't need it the same. And I got a little something out of it.
Yeah.
I got my money back.
How long did you keep that? A year?
Just about it.
It took you a year to get the title.
Just about it.
But you got your money out of it.
And just as soon as you got the title, you sold it.
And Curtis C's got it. And I'm glad that he could use it.
Oh, he has?
Yes, Curtis has got it. And I called up this morning at 6 o'clock, and they said they had started to giving the baby more milk.
Yeah. Oh, that's your pound baby.
That's new to me. I never heard of that.
I never did either.
Weighed 2 pounds.
And it lost to one.
And then lost to one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting along all right.
They said it was doing fine.
And it's in the hospital.
Yes, ma'am, in the incubator.
Pound. Why, pound?
Its little face, I bet, wasn't that big around. Well, it's not developed, you know, filled out. It's just a frame. And why did it live, you reckon?
Oh, was it developed?
Yes, it was developed.
It's developing?
It was developed.
Yeah. And if it lives, it'll go ahead and...
If it lives, it'll just keep on filling out, you know.
And be a normal baby.
That's right.
Isn't that interesting?
Looks like it'd be crazy, don't it?
Yeah, that size, that age.
That looks like, you know, it, yeah, that's right. Well, we'll have to keep up. That's your grandson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never run into Curtis. I love to see him.
You know, he called me up, and he's the one, him and his wife, was living in the house with me and caused me to have to go to the hospital. She did. And so they didn't come about me and didn't have nothing to do with me and nothing. And when I got the title, I called him up and I said, Curtis, you can come and get your house trailer. Grandma, I ain't got nowhere to put it. And I said, well, I told you I'd let you have it if I ever got the title, so I got the title. So they come and got it. He called me up the other day and he said, Grandma, he said, guess what? I said, what? He said, you got your baby. I said, what? You got your baby. I said, not me, I ain't got no baby. He said, yes, ma'am, Linda's got a little boy. He says, it's yours.
So you went up to see it.
Well, let me see. Linda's the one who had that bebop stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, maybe she'll be too busy for a lot of that.
Maybe she will be. You knew James got hurt again, didn't you?
No.
Or had I say?
No.
Yeah, they was giving him therapy treatment and trying to learn him how to use his leg, you know, and he fell and broke his other leg again.
Oh, okay.
And he just got out of the hospital. He was up there in at the medical center, and he's just got out. They got him in a cast from here down.
Good Lord.
And they're still talking about taking off that other leg. They say they don't know whether they're going to or not.
Hmm.
And they cut on his own foot so much. I don't see how in the world he stands it.
It's just no sense in you going over to your house and eating by yourself and us eating. I'm going to fix us a ham sandwich. Now you just sit there.
Okay.
All
I
right.
can sure eat it.
All right.
See, that's a good idea.
Now,
I'm glad you thought of it.
Yes, sir. There's just no sense on this good old rainy day. We don't have time and, you know, to do things like this too often.
Can I help you?
No.
Check in with Marvin?
No, sir.
Well, you can on this telephone
if you want to. No, sir, I don't need to check
in with him. Yeah. Let him step there.
Go to work.
Just let him run away.
That's a
good idea.
Everybody. Thing my dude just turns on
different.
And off.
I know it, and I've the other way. And I'll tell you the thing that gets me nutty. I've got that little old trailer out, Chanda, and we keep some things out there too. And I've got a little stove out there. Sometimes when I'm cooking, this oven won't work. And so we just picked up a secondhand electric stove, put on the porch there. I forget I'm on gas, I forget I'm on electric, you know, I don't know where.
Well, it's one to me that you don't.
I don't know where I am. And you know, this stuff burns so much faster than the electric.
Mm-hmm.
I put something on here, I think, you know, and I'll have something for.
And this is it.
Yeah. This was here in the house when we got it.
Mm-hmm.
But this thing never did work. So we taped this up. This is the oven thing. So the children coming in won't turn the thing on. And then my mother, who doesn't see very well, who comes and stays with us sometimes, she couldn't handle the gas stuff. So I just, and the electric stove is all right. And it's, and this mold, I noticed this morning that it's
what is the
nice
stove?
Oh, we picked that up secondhand at one of the places because. But it works real well.
Mm-hmm.
I got a dozen plants down at the pest control, and I didn't even know what they used. I got those little dwarf ones, and they were blooming when I put them out. And let me see now, what is this, August? I put them out about the middle of May, and they were blooming, and they haven't stopped blooming since the middle of May.
Mm-hmm. They'll bloom right on
the. And that's the most satisfactory little flower I ever had. Now last year I had marigolds and I had zinnias. All I had zinnias got rust and I don't know what all they got. Do y'all have a fig tree?
We have two small ones. But they tell me to put your fried meat grease on them and fish grease and things like that, but it just won't do anything.
Are they like these? I mean, have that little purple.
I really don't know. I really don't know.
We like these, you know, the best. Those little purple figs. Well, I don't know. But we have this friend over at, it's over Esther's. It's Robert Smith. Oh, it's Esther Candy Shop. And she had this great big pear tree of the kind you can eat, you know.
Sand pear.
Is that what it is? And it was so loaded. And I saw it, and I said, something's going to happen to that tree. It's just got too many pears in it. And she said, well, limb ought to be shaken. They ought to get. And sure enough, in this little while, it came a big wind and it split the tree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she had more pears on that ground than anybody could pick up. And she was just begging for people to come by and pick those pears up. I didn't know it at the time. You know, we got over and got a few sort of toward the last of the time. And I thought everybody in the country had pears, and since, of course, our friends in town would just would love to bought them, you know. But there's so many I've learned just there on the ground, you know. Now, these of ours out here are, what do you call those? They're not good to eat raw.
Kefir?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, kefir.
Yeah, I didn't know. Kefir.
The kefir is a canyon pear.
Oh. Well, and it's just great cooked. I'm sure gonna remember what, how you fix that pear. Let me take that down so you can look at it.
No.
Can you see it?
I can see it better than just
can you?
Well, let me turn
this
off.
Is your white horse out there, you know. Kind of loud. Yeah, these are our grand nephews. We don't have any children. My sister has two children. And this is the boy, one of the boys, and he isn't married. And this is the girl. She married and has two children. Mm-hmm. These children are her. And then I have another nephew who's married and has the two children, little red-headed child here, and this little boy. And there they are, you know. She's two mm-hmm. there, and three there, and four there. And here's the colt when he was just born, the morning he was born.
Oh.
Any sweet kiss in his mother? He's gonna change things.
Well, is this your little horsey? This somebody looks like started the drawing.
Yeah, they got it with his head tucked down. One of the young girls is out here. Oh, we've had so many people come out to take a picture of him. You know?
And here he is here. Is this him?
No, that's another one. But she's going to make a real good
job. Lord have mercy, you be careful with that knife.
I've got my...
That just goes all over me.
Well, I've got my hand up at the right place. I know to be careful. I sure do.
Mm-hmm. I bet you Mr. Moss thinks that I'm...
He just loves you. Do you know, Miss Mary? You are one of his very favorite people. The other day he said, you know, he gets real dumpy sometimes. You know, you wouldn't think so, but he does. And he's been in town all day, and nothing makes him as dumpy as having to be in town all day. He said, you know, if I could just talk to Marvin and Miss Mary, it just raised my spirit.
Well, why in the world don't he come over?
And I said, well, why don't, about that time somebody came, he said, I just believe I'll just go over there and just, I won't bother him, I'll just sit down and just whatever she's doing, I'll just be real quiet, whatever they're doing. And I said, well, why don't you go with me and raise your spirits? He just can't stand people who pretend. And he thinks, you know, that you're just honest and don't pretend to be what you're not. And he just likes you, and I didn't see. But it was so cute. He said, he's sitting down there holding his head. If I could just talk to Miss Mary, I'd feel better.
Well, goodness knows, I appreciate that a whole lot, and we like y'all too. But I don't go anywhere, and I don't see anybody, and I don't know anything, only just talk about something that's already happened.
Well, I tell you, sometimes that's more interesting to talk about than something else. You could go to the gate down there, it's not raining now, not get wet, and watch them come up. Yeah, that might be fun for you, because I'll make this, you know, what he's going to do.
I'm going to bring him up from that side patch and put him in the back. Oh, man, he's already up. Now go around, like down to the corral. Okay. He'd love for you to do that.
happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not be any better than what they did.
It's just that they just get tired, isn't it? They get tired of that old fashioned. I think just like we get tired of the same thing.
Could I help you, Miss?
No, I'm just gonna have us a little old sandwich here. And
your dog, any help to you when you're working your commas?
No, sir. Not a bit. He's too old.
I don't see any good cattle dogs.
Do you know anybody got a dog to give away?
Yes. You can go up to the pound and they'll give you a dozen.
Well, Woodard wanted us to get him one.
That's right. He needs one up there, don't he?
His dog got killed. Train killed him.
Well, he lives right there on the tracks. He wants a dog that'll bark to ride people.
That's right.
I don't know if I live way back there. I think I'd want a dog too. Well, sir, I must say, just a little bit sticky out. I don't feel any fresh air moving.
I'll tell you.
All your machinery holding up?
Yes, sir. Pretty good, except, the whipper, there's some little part Marvin said he had to get, you know that little wheel that goes on the back? He's got that off.
Yeah.
And he said he had to get something, I don't know, I don't pay no attention to that because I don't know nothing about it.
I never used one of them, so I don't know how they work. But they are fine. Now, does he make a separate trip for that, or does it go on to the other equipment, the whipper?
No, that goes on to the tractor.
Yeah.
The whipper.
But you can't pull that in your mower.
No. Just the whipper alone.
You're baling all them things, they do all right?
Yes, sir. Did last year, we haven't used them since last year. But they were all right last year.
Well, you got a good place for them under the shed. Mm-hmm. I tell you, that shed went up as fast as any shed I ever saw. That big hay barn you put up out there back in the house, inside the house.
I thought it took a mighty long time to put it up.
Yeah. But it seemed to me like it. I saw you saw it started, and the next thing I knew, you had a.
You know, we got one over at the other place bigger than that.
I knew you had it, I hadn't seen it. It's bigger than them?
Mm-hmm. I believe it is. Oh, brother, I need post and wire and staples and tin. I need some tin, the worst kind.
Well, there's plenty of it down there, too. Door.
Yeah, but it takes money. You can't get it without the money.
Do you ever buy anything from that Farm Mutual?
Yes, I have. I've done a lot of it. Trading up there.
Yeah. Well, why would you trade there? You think it's a little cheaper, eh?
Well, some things.
The things I have priced running the cheaper than running around. But they do give you that rebate at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm. It don't amount to anything.
Not a great deal. $0.05 on a dollar or something?
Yeah, it's a 3, 2.5 or something like that.
Oh, really? Also, yesterday, when I did, we didn't stay long because it's late, but Ms. Dodd looked worried just like she did when I saw her last. And I thought once she got back from Orlando, you see, and got settled down here again, she'd be all right. But she looked worried just like she did then. And from what I gathered, it was still about them schools.
Yeah. But she just as well to settle down about the school. Did you see TV last night at 11 o'clock?
No.
Well, sir, I saw they arrested two policemen and had them handcuffed and was taking them to jail for attacking a school teacher.
Alright.
Yeah. Told their names. I can't think of their names. But they didn't give the woman's name.
That wasn't close by.
Jacksonville. Because he knows he ain't never seen anything worthwhile on my table.
I don't know why I did. I must have been there on Sunday every day. But it's always loaded.
Yeah, with dishes and...
But you never eat so much.
Me? Yes, I do. You know, my biggest meal, I don't eat any supper, and I don't eat any breakfast. But dinner... Oh, I just gobble it in.
Well, now, when Marvin is there, you can't do that.
I do, too.
Eat his dinner? Well, you won't miss out today.
Eat dinner?
Yeah.
When he's not there? You might as well I eat my dinner.
You sit down and eat?
I most certainly do. When I want something to eat, I go in and I fix me a plate and I sit down and eat. I cook a lot of times a big pot of peas.
Have them hot and then let him eat them cold.
If he wants to.
I've got a big pot of peas right here. I should have warmed up because this is not going to be anything at all to fill you up, Dad.
Look at that.
What in the world do you think it'll take to fill me
that,
up?
That's town food, say.
That's old picnic food.
Yeah, picnic food.
What's Mr. Miles, what you going to eat?
I'm going to eat peaches out of this one, and then I've also got peaches in this one.
Oh, God.
So.
And you mean you're not going to eat any of our good food?
Well, I have a patented lunch. I have what we call goo. Faye puts vegetables on the blender.
But somehow we got the boxes mixed up today.
I thought he had some.
Makes it real simple, because he has the same thing every day.
You know,
but, you know, I got some bread, and I've also got some. Look, have some of these. Got it.
Put them there in the middle.
In case you.
Why we can
reach them.
There's your sugar. And here's some lemon. And you, here's a piece of bread if you rub a hat. Now let's see. Anybody wants any mayonnaise?
No, ma'am. I don't care for any.
Drippy old day to eat lunch with them. We don't like to eat by ourselves.
You know, August up the country. We always, we laid the, up out here, you know, we laid the crumps by. And a lot of times we'd have sweet corn and stuff like that to work up. Sit out there under the trees and shuck that old sweet corn.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the ball game on the radio. And August up there was a month where we did the visiting. You know, families would go around and visit.
August.
Uh-huh. And then we'd have the revivals in August. Boy, it's a busy month, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It just,
Mr. Miles, what denomination are you?
Well, I hate to say that I'm any.
How about you, Mr. Miles?
Well, we sort of, we've been visiting around. I grew up in the Methodist Church. But I go to others, too.
Well, do you know anything about the Mormon faith?
I don't know. Have you run across any Mormons?
Mm-hmm. Marvin has a brother and his wife are Mormons, and they've been coming out to the house. And I told them when they wanted to come out, I said, listen, y'all welcome to come, and I'm ready to listen. But I said, please don't try to make me join your church, because I says I think it's wrong, and I don't want you to brainwash me.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've been coming out there, and I can't go along with their belief. I can't do it.
Well, they don't believe in that polygamy anymore, do they?
What you mean?
All those wives, like Brigham Young had.
Yeah, they believe in it, but the reason why they won't have them is because the law won't allow it.
Well, the law won't allow it, yeah.
They can't have it in the United States right now. But they've been married for years, and all their kids are grown and married, and they've got grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And they left here and went up to Pennsylvania not long ago. To get married again.
Well, they did.
By their faith, Marvin and I are not even married. And you and Miss Miles wouldn't be. You got to be married in their church and under their faith.
Oh.
And Floyd told me, I was questioning him, and I said, well, Floyd, why did you do that? Why did you have to go and get married again, after you have been married one time? And he said that, they went to get married so that they would be married forever and ever and ever after death. I said, do you believe that? He said, yeah, I know it's so. I said, uh-uh. I said, no, you don't either. I said, don't the Bible plainly say that you are neither married nor given in marriage after this life?
That's right.
And well, we'll be man and wife right on throughout eternity. I said, so, and they had a boy, a young boy, and he was baptized for some of the old generation that's been dead for years and years. He was baptized for them. I said, what good would that do? He said, well, in the other life, if there's any of them lost, they'll be given a chance. I said, do you believe that? Yeah, I know it. So I said, ha, ha. I know. I said, don't Bible plainly tell you that after death, then the judgment? I
have read that statement that no given, taken in marriage after that. I couldn't find it at offhand, but I have read that.
Well, you know, when Christ was here on earth, the people, even the religious group, that's who it was. The religious group was trying to find fault with him.
Yeah.
And they was questioning him. And whose wife would such and such be if a man died?
That's right.
And he said that they are neither married nor given in marriage. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, that'd be in one of the Gospels, wouldn't it?
No, sure. And Frances, she was going on, she said, so-and-so said that so-and-so a woman ought not preach. And she just kept on. I thought, well, I won't say nothing, but she just kept on. I said, the Bible does say so. I said, the Bible does say for a woman not to preach. And she should go to church and sit down and listen. And if she wants to find out anything, ask her husband when she gets back home. Floyd, he popped up and he said, I said, that's in the old Bible, and said that was done away with. I said, no, it weren't either. It was in the New Testament. It's in Corinthians.
Yeah. Well, now, if they're going to talk those things, they ought to get it straight, oughtn't they?
They ought to. But you see, the way I understand it, they don't. They'll use our Bible just enough to get us interested, and then they don't use our Bible at all. They got a hidden Bible. Oh.